Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I always like that price I get on like the Braves tonight when they're facing Scherzer, right? So I took the Braves and I got a great price on them and they beat them 5-0. And this Soroka guy beats Scherzer. He allowed one hit over six innings. Albies had three hits. I mean, they're tough. I'll tell you what, Zach in Birmingham on the Jocks talking about the Bravos.
What's up, Scott?
Great buy tonight. I love that Soroka guy. And to beat Scherzer, that's a hell of a, because, you know, everybody and her brother bet on Scherzer. Every time he pitches, people bet on him.
Hey, do you think they can make it to the World Series?
I mean, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs, so anything's possible. You know, I think most people believe that the Dodgers are the team to beat, and I think, you know, I've said this a number of times on the show that I believe that when it's all said and done, the Braves are the team that could get in the way of it because I think they're the most dangerous team. I mean, you know, I think they're better than the Cardinals. And frankly, and when you're talking about the wild cards in the National League, you know, they're running out of time. There's like 2.5 weeks left. And, you know, the Nationals and Cubs right now have those spots. The Brewers have a shot. Phillies 2.5 back, Mets 3 back. I think it cuts off right there. In 2 weeks, I mean, Arizona would literally have to win every game they play, literally the rest of the season, if you ask me, to make up 4.5 games, right? I mean, they'd almost have to win like 8 or 9 in a row at least. And have everyone else lose left and right to get in. I think it cuts off at the Mets at 3 games. And, the Phillies at 2.5, they're still alive. They're playing average, though. They're playing average baseball right now. So it's very important that they get into it. So the Braves, to me, are the most dangerous team facing a shot at the Dodgers. Carver High, would you buy that? Or do you think it's the Cardinals? Or do you think it's the Nationals because of their pitching? What do you think it is?
I think it's definitely the Braves. I think they're the second best team in the National League. Their pitching's been good this year. Yeah, look, I think the reason, you see, the Dodgers have been sleepwalking here for the past couple weeks. I don't think that they're quite into it. I think they're a little into it this weekend. You saw them tonight go out and beat the Mets 9-2.
Right.
Kershaw with a great performance. And I think the reason why they might be a little into it this weekend is they probably don't want to see that Met team. Now, the Mets beat them in the playoffs a couple years ago. They have the starting pitching that in a 5-game series maybe would cause the Dodgers a problem. So that's why you might see the Dodgers step on the gas a little bit this weekend to try to give the Mets a couple losses and push them further down the pipe.
Are you willing to say that they are that because they've tuned out the season, they've literally, in August and September, to me, have slept.
It's been useless.
Sleepwalking, right? So do you believe they can actually just turn the lights on and have a party?
I do, only because they've been there to the World Series the last 2 years. When you've been there the last couple of years and you know what you need to do when you get into that spot,
right.
I think a team like that can get away with it. Now, the Braves, even though the Braves, I think, are the second-best team in the National League and would be their, you know, best chance of beating them, I don't think that they will. I don't think the Dodgers are losing in the National League.
Let's go back to Zach. Zach, do you think that your team can do it?
I mean, I'd love to see them do it, but, you know, they have a tendency to choke things this time of year.
Right. Are you like a cop, or are you, what are you, trucking? What are you doing over there?
Oh, no, man. I'm at work.
Oh, all right, because I thought I heard a little Roto-Vetter, Romeo, Whiskey, Velveeta.
Yeah, it was the radio going off.
All right, that's all right. Listen, good luck with the Braves. I'll be rooting for them because we all hate the Dodgers.
There's one thing I do want to see from the Braves this year, though, and I want to see it. First round, most likely they're going to play the Cardinals because the Dodgers are going to play whoever wins that wild card game. Go beat the Cardinals in the first round.
Yeah, win the series.
Get to the NLCS, okay?
You know, get there.
I'm not doing another NLCS with the Cardinals in it, watching the Cardinals losing 5 games to the Dodgers. I can't have it.
And they're always...
Go beat the Cardinals in the first round in the division series.
The Cardinals always... Listen, they won, what, 11, something like that, World Championships?
Yeah.
They're always in
they're
it.
They're always in the mix. It's just, it's so annoying. I can't stand the Cardinals. So, I hope the Braves just
go in. Do you think that they're, like, really a good team, the Cardinals?
No, I don't.
I really... Like, I mean, it's not that bad, but, I mean, 83 wins. That's the best they can do in the Central. That's amazing to me. When you really think about it, I mean, the Diamondbacks are as good as those teams. The Cubs. I think the Brewers are playing great baseball, but I think a lot of people are out on the Brewers after Yelich went down. They're not out of it.
But they're definitely not. Also, because
they're alive, they bro. They're a game out.
After they play the Cardinals this weekend, for the next 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of the regular season, they play GIMP teams, teams that are absolutely
done.
The Brewers, their schedule is
a joke.
Is a joke the last 2 weeks now. You got to play the games. I get that. They don't have Yelich. But the Brewers' schedule the last 2 weeks is very soft.
Okay, so they play the Cardinals tomorrow. And then I want to see, I'm going to pull it up here, their September schedule, what's left of it. Here we go. Cardinals this weekend, and then San Diego at home for four. Pittsburgh at home for three. That's a joke. At the Reds for three, and at Rotto for three. And
those are four teams that they absolutely could take a lot of games off of those four teams.
You would think, right? And that's how many games are left, right?
They got no Cubs. They got no Cardinals after this weekend. They don't play any of
15 games left.
They don't play any of the NL East teams that are in it.
Right.
They've got it all right there for them.
Greg in Alabama.
What's up, Drew?
Hey, Greg.
How you doing, brother?
Chilling.
Man, I'm glad you took my call. I listen to you every night, brother.
Thanks, love dude.
Show.
Thanks, dude.
First, I want to say sorry for your dad, man. I've been trying to get in, but I don't want to bring up no bad juju.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm glad that that's very nice of you to say and kind. I appreciate it. You know, he passed July 2nd, and it's all good. I'd rather that he passed and didn't suffer. He was suffering. He had a lot of really bad stroke, heart attack. He was in really bad shape. So watching him just die like that was terrible. And I'd rather that he passed, that he wasn't suffering. I didn't want my dad to suffer. So I saw him suffering, and I just wanted it to end. And I think everybody's better off that he's gone, to be honest with you.
Bad stuff. Hey, I called to talk about college football, but you're talking about the Braves. I live in Alabama, so we don't have no pro team. So
right, right.
I'm an Atlanta fan. Braves can't win it, man. They don't have a closer. You get into their bullpen, they get beat. Period.
Well, I mean, it is a major problem for them. So I'm willing to listen. There's no one, in my view, betting on them to win the World Series and to beat the Dodgers. I would love to see it. Stranger things have happened. I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen in a baseball game in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning or in extra innings. You have no clue who's going to step up there and hit a walk-off home run ever. Everyone thinks they have all the answers until you're getting hit in the head with a baseball bat. I mean, the bottom line is it's a very unpredictable game. Everyone sees, like I told you, you see Max Scherzer on the mound tonight against the Braves, and everybody – you know, I guarantee you in Vegas, I bet 75% of the money was on Scherzer. So I went with Soroka, and I won the money, and that's it. And I love to bet that way because, I mean, the Braves, that kid can pitch, and they're a better team, in my view, without a doubt, than the Nationals. I'll tell you another thing. They've been beating their ass lately, too, when they play them. So I went with the Braves, and it paid off. And I think I bet on them again tomorrow, too. Let's just say, you don't have a closer. So now if you think that's going to be the end of them, I just don't buy that. I think it's a problem, but I don't buy that. Stranger things can happen. Home runs. You don't know. They have power. They can get on base. They can hit and run and get guys in and score runs. If they're not in a situation where they have to rely on a closer to close the door on some, game, and they can just get a lead and win, maybe it turns out not being a problem at all. So you never know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.